For us, you know, we keep challenging ourselves to win and keep playing at the levels we're playing. And, you know, I'm really pleased. I thought we were great defensively today to deprive them of a try. You know, probably the most dangerous side in the league on a dry day. And you think coming into that, that looks going to be tough to keep them under control. But I thought coaches did a good job this week, set them up so they couldn't get the strengths into the game. Certainly in that first 40 minutes, and they got a little bit frustrated then, and that played into our hands. And I think second half, I thought we played with decent intent, which just kept the ball off them, and I was surprised we didn't get more from the amount of possession we had in their half. And then we got a penalty in the whole 40 minutes, which would have made things a bit easier. And but we just kept playing, just kept pushing, and would have liked that penalty to go over at the end. Would have made at least a minute of it easy watching, but that just seems to be the way this side wants to play.
Yeah. Was it the frustration that you didn't score more points in the second half?
Well, I don't think it was necessarily more opportunities in the second half. It's just we had to play a lot with the ball, and I think we missed a couple of opportunities in the first half. I think we had a couple, but to stay with that sort of intent was very important, because you can't just keep kicking the ball back to Quinn's back three that's coming at you. So you've got to be brave, and I thought we were today, and we've got to show the right level of control. So, yeah, I'm very pleased that the boys got another reward.
Much will be made of your second try, Jay Van Velsen. What did you make of it?
Well, it is. We seem to have the Quinn's media team playing it 55 times in the stadium. And I understand it was given immediately by the referee. That's just life. There isn't any change in that. So I'm not sure that was particularly pivotal in the game. I think we deserve to win today. They never got near a sniff, and I think we probably missed three or four opportunities. So I'm not sure that's particularly a focus point.
The stars, Hugo, and people like that have been getting the credit lately, but today people like Barry, Kerwin really put their hands up, I thought.
Well, I think we shouldn't lose sight of what this club's trying to do, is develop players. You know, we've got a front row of under-23s, Darren Barry, what, 24, and they're now in a winning side, which makes a big difference. Now, we all know the class of Francois and people like that. It just makes life a bit easier, but let's not lose sight of the people that are developing around him.
You probably have stats. I know not your big thing. You've won three on the trot, first time three on the trot since 2007. The first time you've done it in the Premiership. What does that mean to the club?
Well, I think we all know that we're trying to take this club in a different direction. So at some stage we've got to start rewriting what it was in the past. So I'm pleased for the club. I'm pleased for Cecil, David Allen, all those people that have been in for that whole process, because this group is trying to take the club in a different way, and I think people can see that. I think there's plenty of people jumping around when it wasn't working before Christmas, but we've just stayed confident with it, keep working with it, because I think developing people is what a rugby club should be about, and I think people can see it now.
Was that London Irish game a bit of a catalyst for you? That was the low point.
Well, I think losing games that we should have won, WAS and things like that, was hard. I think we didn't perform against London Irish, which is slightly different, but it's difficult to go in a changing room with a bunch of young lads that are desperate for a win, and you feel they should have won, but they haven't. That's tough. If we don't perform, I think the group's pretty harsh on itself. So I don't think that's as big an issue. It's just we lost probably two or three in the last 5-10 minutes, and that was a hard point to keep positive and keep the group, because everybody is focused on winning and losing, especially when you get so close. So I think full credit to the coaches. You just keep doing your job well, keep supporting people and keep pushing them to keep getting better, and I think it will come through.